sweet when your index is low.
Dow Jones ain't got time for the bonds. They'll wind up on Skid Row with holes in their pockets. They bleed with you, buddy. Can you spare a dime? But you ain't got the time. Do it now. Do it now.
This is the Real BS Show, coming at you on a beautiful day outside.
Yeah, it's quite beautiful.
You know, it's a little chilly, but not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not like it could be.
Right.
Or it might be.
Or it should be.
It's coming. Something's coming. Something big's coming.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Have you been hearing that?
Yeah, I've been hearing it.
Everybody's talking about this big economic collapse that's coming our way, and something bad is, all the numbers are lining up, all the defaulted mortgages and all the car loans and credit cards are $1.3 trillion.
I think student loans are up there too.
Yeah, they're about the same height. Yeah, it's the problem. The real problem is you know, 2006, 2007, 2008 there when there's that big real estate debacle.
Subprime loans, yeah.
The Federal Reserve and the government, they had some room to maneuver and wiggle around and do stuff, print some more money and lower the interest rates and all this and that. Well, the situation we're in now, we're so far in debt now that we ain't got no room to wiggle.
Right, yeah.
It's mind-blowing to see. And the stock market's up. I mean, it's really up high.
Yeah.
And I look at stocks, and I look at the P.E. ratios, the profit to earnings and all that kind of stuff ratios. And it's supposed to be in the single-digit numbers, you know, like 10 to 1 or even 15, 20 to 1 is not bad. But these companies are like 300, 400, even 500 to 1.
Yeah.
I mean, it's beyond belief. And people are buying these stocks left and right.
Yeah.
What the heck? Something's got to give. I mean, something's going to happen, and it's to me, it's coming. You know, 2026 probably a good bet. There's going to be a collision of some sort, a collapse or whatever you want to call it. It's going to be ugly.
Well, we are in a recession right now. That's something that's important to know.
We are, but everybody thinks it's everything's fine, you know.
Yeah. During COVID, it started, and that's what people don't want to accept. It's been going on for a while.
It's gotten so far out of hand. It's just unreal.
And we're not the only ones. In Europe, they're having the same problem. Yeah. China's having the same problem. Loans right now, you can't get loans in China. It's very difficult. They're too expensive is what I mean. But here it's becoming a problem. You know, you try getting a home loan right now. It's not easy.
I don't know what the rates are. I imagine they're 6-7%.
They're high. They're pretty high, yeah. The same thing with car loans. If you were to get a car loan, it's like 8% or so for a new car, or 7%.
Well, that's if you got good credit.
Yeah.
if you don't have good credit, look out.
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
That's one of the things I was telling my son when he was younger is always have good credit, build your credit good, and be careful. Always pay before the due date. And he has like a 780, if I remember correctly, the last I looked. And it's like, you know, he's good credit because he practiced right. But he doesn't have any debt, like major debt on him, you know.
Well, that's the key. You got to stay away from them credit cards. I mean,
he uses them very responsibly. Like he'll pay for like, you know, certain things with the credit card, but pays it off before the due date. So he has no interest rate. So, but he's just doing that to build his credit, you know. It's not easy, but there's a lot of issues. Food prices have kind of gone down a little bit, but there's other commodities that are going up.
No, there's inflation going on right now.
Definitely.
It's not good. It's not good.
They keep on printing that machine, you know, using the print machine to print.
Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. What's coming? Yeah. I mean, because they're talking about doing it again. They're going to lower the rates here in December, I think.
Oh, wow.
December. And, you know, the federal government is so far in debt, they're never going to get out. It's at $38 trillion or something.
Right.
It's astronomical. I mean, there's just no way. They're going to try to some fancy tricks, devalue the dollar or whatever, try to inflate their way out of debt, but it's not going to work.
Right.
I mean, it's just... You know, the stable coin, they're talking about cryptocurrency, and it's just unbelievable the craziness that's going on. And I don't know. I think I don't know how Trump does it. You know, he's got all these legal battles going on personally.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it just doesn't stop, but just unbelievable. This Epstein file thing and this. They're going to release the whole thing, and there's a lot of Democrats are in trouble, big time.
I think there's a lot of people in trouble. But, you know, not to defend anybody associated with Epstein, I will have to say Epstein was a financier, so he was tied to a lot of people that weren't part of the sex part. He was tied financially tight with a lot of people in Washington, in billionaire, you know, a lot of the billionaires and millionaires. A lot of people trusted him with money. So just because you do business with somebody, that'd be like saying, well, Walmart's complicit in doing slave labor in foreign countries, so therefore when you buy from Walmart, you're complicit. Yeah, I guess, but whatever. I don't see people are complicit automatically just because they did business with Epstein.
Know. There's so much craziness going on. Where's it end? Where's it stop, you know? I mean... It's just beyond belief. I mean, there's so much craziness going on.
I think there's a little bit deeper story to the Epstein stuff. I think he was blackmailing people.
Oh, sure.
That's where I'm thinking it's happening, you know. And what he did was horrible. And there's a lot of, they're coming to light, a lot of people. What's that, Polanski, the one director?
Yeah.
Look what he did.
Well, he's
in France.
In Spain or something.
France, yeah. He could never be extradited. Yeah.
Yeah. So they can't bring him back here.
Yeah. And he did horrible things, you know, and he ran, you know. Diddy, that's another one. Sean Combs, you know, he's in prison. There's a litany of people that were doing abusing power. Weinstein.
That's Hillary Clinton's buddy.
Yeah. Again, he was real famous with both Republicans and Democrats. You know, he made movies and produced them, and the list goes on. There's so many people in Hollywood and New York City that are complicit in corrupting.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at all these different stocks and things, and There's a lot of Hollywood major, Warner Brothers, was that Paramount?
Disney.
Paramount. I don't remember Disney.
Disney's not doing good.
But I just know that those Paramount and Warner Brothers selling their whole operation to somebody. I don't know who. There's some real nasty. I mean, I wouldn't buy stock in any of them.
Right.
But it's going to get real crazy. I think in 26, I think that's the year that it's going to really hit the skids. And
right.
Just the bottom line, I'm telling my kids, my daughter, anybody that'll listen, stay out of debt. You got to be out of debt. You can't be in debt.
Right.
And then, you know, try to save something, a little bit of cash. Somehow, you got to have a little bit of dry powder, you know, for when things should really start going bad.
Right.
You're gonna need a little bit of ammunition.
So I looked it up real quick. Warner Brothers, which is part of Discovery is considering to sell the studio and streaming stuff to anybody, but not the cable network. So that means it looks like Paramount or Comcast or Netflix might buy Warner Brothers.
So Netflix looked pretty strong to me. I don't remember why. I don't quite understand why, but I thought they were going down a shooter. People were canceling awfully quick.
There was because of backlash against what they were doing. But I think what's happening is sadly Netflix does the classic. They'll make a new show, they'll put the money into it to make a new show and then turn around and cancel after the first season, and a lot of people get pissed off about that, and sadly they do that a lot.
Well, they're making their own shows. They're not hiring Hollywood to
Their own, but some were good and they would cancel, and that's the problem. You can't build an audience that way by just canceling shows. But I don't really watch. I have it, but I don't watch Netflix too often.
I don't either.
They have boxing and stuff on there now too. Instead of paying per pay per view,
they get some sports in it. Yeah.
I watch boxing, so it's kind of nice not have to pay for pay per view. You know,
well, I used to like to watch sports or listen to sports, but boy, the commercials just drive you nuts.
No commercials on the boxing stuff. Isn't that crazy?
Oh man. Try to watch a football game now.
Yeah,
holy catfish! I mean, it's just
that's why I watch the Super Bowl.
Unbelievable. Just, geez, they got to know, you know, and they're collecting from both directions. They're people are paying them to watch these commercials, and the people who make the commercials are paying them to show the commercials.
Right.
So they're collecting them from both directions.
I think that's the only way they can make money.
There's got to be a revolt here someplace.
I hate to say it, but where are they going to make their money from? You know, that's the dang truth.
From me, because I ain't paying nobody nothing.
Right.
I'm just.
Well, I don't think you're in the demographic for tampons, Bill.
Well, I mean, I don't care what they're selling. I ain't buying it.
Right, I know.
Jeez, oh, man.
I don't think I've ever bought something for a commercial. I'll admit it. I don't see ads on my computer.
Well, the commercials are so stupid. I mean, they don't even have the time. They don't even talk about their product. They talk about stupid stuff, you know. I mean, when it's over, you say, well, what was that commercial about? You know, you don't even know.
Yeah.
Jeez, oh, man. And then all these different chemicals and all these different new diseases you never heard of.
Mm.
And then the side effects, holy cow, suicidal thoughts, diarrhea, you know, heart palpitations. Consult your physician before.
Then there's medication commercials where they had mentioned diarrhea being a symptom, and then the next commercial's talking about how to cure diarrhea.
Yeah, man. It's
how about this? Wait until you know this. You should probably
consult your physician. When I hear that, that's it. Click.
Yeah. Nowadays, when you talk about something on your phone, it's going to show up an ad. So that's another reason to block ads.
Yeah.
There's a free program for Android users. It's called Ad Away. It's free, and it blocks ads. You can do what's called the VPN block, and it blocks ads, except for on YouTube, because they bypass it. That's why you use Revanced. And that blocks ads too.
You well, can I pay them $14 a month.
That's another one way of doing it.
I don't get no ads whatsoever, nothing.
So I personally don't pay them, but I use
YouTube. I like YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. They have some good stuff.
You can find anything. You want to know how to fix your muffler?
Exactly.
Boom, type it in. And
fix.
Somebody's going to show you how to do it.
How to fix your stove or your like you have an oven or something like that. You could fix it that way. You know, there's so many, you know, videos on there how to do something, how to garden, install wood flooring, things like that. How to install a toilet. If you don't know how to install a toilet, then you can.
Yeah, you call somebody. Don't try it yourself.
Well, I did it. I did that. I just did it myself. But the point is there's so many YouTube videos out there. Why not? You can expand your mind. There's free documentaries on there. Odyssey is a channel on YouTube that has all these free documentaries. Yeah. Why not use them, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. What are you hearing about a big stock crash or a big economic downturn or something coming?
A lot of the stuff I've been hearing is not just the United States. I kind of pay because we're all interconnected in the world. We're not, the United States isn't just an island that's by itself, but we're dealing with a global pattern of economics. And so I try to pay attention to the global and United States together. And I'm hearing a lot of countries not able to pay people, like different companies in, let's say, Asia right now, they're not able to pay people. There's companies that are workers that are not receiving their paycheck for a month. And that's not good.
There's a few of those in America, too.
Right. And that's what I'm saying is this is...
What was that one? Boston Market.
Yeah,
They went for a long time without paying anybody.
Oh, really?
Oh,
in Erie?
Well, I think they're... No, I mean, Boston Market, you know, all over the country.
Oh, okay.
There's a whole bunch of them that closed down. And, you know, there's all kinds of these restaurants, fast food places. They're just sinking so fast.
When you receive your check back in the day when you had a check, then they bounced for your paycheck. That's a little concerning, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
But now we have direct deposit.
It happened to me out in California. We'd get paid and everybody'd disappear at lunchtime. Where's everybody going? They're all running to the bank. The first one's there gets their money. You get there late and boom, my check bounced. You know.
Wow.
I had to take them to a district justice or whatever you call it, like a judge. And, he owes you the money, yeah. So I got paid, but, you know, it took a while. I quit that guy. He's real Christian, too. He was a very Christian guy, but he bounced checks all over the place.
Jeez. Just not good with money.
Oh, I don't know what his problem was. He was just a two-faced, I don't know, bad dude.
Right.
But, yeah, that was quite an experience out there in California.
I think they do things a little bit different in California for sure.
Oh, unbelievable! It's a whole nother country and outside the United States or something. It's just weird. And the cities, the Oroville where I lived, you had the foreigners on one side and poor people over here, and then the rich people up on the hill. It was like everybody was separated.
Hmm.
It was kind of weird,
right.
Very weird. A lot of people that just couldn't even speak English. I mean,
right,
unbelievable.
And that's Americans that didn't even know how to speak English.
Right.
I'm joking. I was making a joke that I'd say something.
I don't know if they were American or not. Who knows?
I'm talking about people that were born Americans and still they don't speak English right.
Yeah,
that's around here a lot. You get a lot of people.
It's
that
probably
get,
me.
I just you know. You just there's some people that you can't understand what they're saying sometimes, and that happens, you know.
But, yeah, I don't know, but you got any stock?
I got a few things in stocks, but I kind of keep it in a conservative stuff. It's like most of it's in conservative stuff, and then I have a few things that it's
are they good quality companies?
Right. Yeah, they're long term stable
stuff that's like Procter and Gamble or Johnson and Johnson. Yeah. Something that was desperately needed, and I don't care if you're in a recession or not, people are going to buy Procter and Gamble stuff, or they're going to buy medical stuff from Johnson and Johnson. It's just Coca-Cola is another one.
Yeah,
they've been through I don't know how many ups and downs, They always sail right through it.
Yeah, because people buy the stuff when it's desperate times, they still buy it.
That sugar water just sells no matter what, you know.
I was told that you should keep 90% of your stock portfolio in stable stuff, and then 5 to 10% should be in the risky stuff. And that's what I kind of always followed, that pattern. I don't go risky. I like stable.
Well, I've been looking at this these index funds,
yeah.
And there's one that's the one that really pops out at me is the S&P 500. It's 500 companies that are
right.
You don't have to do any work. You don't have to do anything. You just buy it and hold it.
Yeah.
Now it's a boring thing. You know, 8 to 10% dividend paying interest per year.
Yeah.
Which isn't, you know, it's not spectacular. There's a lot of companies.
But it's stable.
Yeah, but if you go back to like 1985 or whatever you're going through, if you'd have put $10,000 in back in 85, you'd have been a millionaire.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
now.
Exactly.
Just holding on to that. It's a low-cost index fund, so right. It's like a third of a percent expense to run it
right.
per year. And so that's nothing. I mean, in... There's a couple other ones. I don't remember the names, but there was a couple other ones and that looked really good, but boring. You know, it's just boring. You don't.
Right.
There's nothing. But they don't go anywhere. They just keep. I mean, the index funds do all the work for you.
Right.
They find the good ones and the bad ones, and somebody's goes belly up and they're out. They go and they look for a better, you know, a more stable company to add to their. But then the S&P 500, there's like 7 or 8 companies that pretty much like 30-40% of the whole stock fund.
Right.
Which is Microsoft and
Apple,
Amazon, yeah. Apple. Yeah. Yeah,
I personally
really big
think
ones in there.
I personally think Apple's stock is not justified. Their stock is really high with the market share, but the reality is their product is not that good, and it's bound
running,
to fail.
They're running into trouble with this tariff business because.
Yeah.
So what they did is
they moved to India
and
now they're getting tariffed there. Yeah,
yeah, right. Trump's as well, up yours. You know, if you're not coming here, then we're gonna.
Well, but the truth of the matter is yeah, if they went to the United States, the price of an iPhone would double, and who would buy that? There'd be people still buying it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know all those details, you know. Those index funds, low-cost index funds, those kind of look like the way to go. But it's very boring, but it's pretty stable. And no matter what happens, they just keep chugging right on through. And they pay it dividends, you know. So you're getting some dividends. And you just let the dividends reinvest and just let it pile up, you know.
Right.
Of course, if you're like me, you don't have a lot of time left, you know. If you're in your 40s or something, boom, there's an excellent way to build a fortune over 30 years or whatever.
Right.
And without a lot of risk, you know.
Right.
But like I say, it's coming. And I've been analyzing this because I like silver, you know, precious metals. I used to think that was a really good idea, and it's right now it's proven to be a wonderful idea, but... There's something wrong with that. Silver doesn't do anything, you know. Well, silver is used for things, but
right.
It's not like farmland where you can grow corn and or Procter & Gamble and make toothpaste and what they make things that people want.
Yeah.
Okay. So
utility.
They,
yeah.
Yeah. So you get a dividend. I mean, they produce something. Silver doesn't produce anything.
Well, yeah.
It's kind of like Bitcoin, where you just hope that some other idiot will pay more for it than you did.
Yeah.
That's the only way you make money.
Yeah.
Period. There's no dividends. There's no interest, you know. And silver is kind of the same way, and gold is the same way.
Yeah.
You know, silver is used for a lot of things, so it's in demand.
Same with gold, is used for a lot of things that people don't even realize.
Yeah, probably not as much as silver, but it's used. But it's pretty much all the silver that's been mined is still out there.
Yeah.
Where silver, there's a lot of it gone. You know,
yeah.
it's all the cell phones and computers that are in the landfill or wherever.
Right,
you know, refrigerators.
Right. Yeah, they say
whatnot.
Future archaeologists will be digging in, miners will be digging in.
They can figure out how to
refine it or separate it or whatever?
Separate it, yeah. Get the silver out of the rest of the stuff. But
I'm sure somebody will figure that out.
Cheaply. It's got to be done. They can do it now, but it's cost too much.
It's very toxic, too.
Yeah.
Some nasty chemicals.
Marty Allward's dad knew how to do it, but it took too many chemicals and whatnot to...
And you have to do it outside, and you want to be away from people when you're doing it.
Yeah, I said, no, I wasn't interested. I said, I don't want to stick a cell phone in there and get you, you know, couple pinheads full of silver.
Right.
For what, you know, yeah. It didn't make any sense. But I don't know. That's some of the things that... I think there's a real, you know, who's some of these people on TV, Kramer?
Yeah.
Jim Cramer. Well, I was watching some of this, just about everything he says, you should do the opposite.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be in fine shape. I mean, this guy has made more mistakes and more, you know, he said, well, this is great. Next thing you know, that whatever was supposed to be great is gone or is zero. It's, you know, I mean, this guy is really, really, and he's still on there.
Is he a hype person? Just to hype it? Maybe he's fake.
I don't
know.
He acts like he knows everything, and he jumps around. He's kind of, if you didn't listen to him, he'd be kind of entertaining to watch. But if you listen to him, that just blows it right out of the water. There, it's just the guy's a total idiot.
Right.
I don't know. You got any? Let's play some music.
To the topic. Yeah.
Yeah. Something. If you got something like that, I mean, I don't know of anything.
Yeah.
I'm kind of out in the woods here.
Yeah.
All right. Do it.
They're coming for us. Somehow they found us out.
They found
no sudden
us
moves,
out.
Don't make a sound. They're out for blood this time around. We gotta burn it all down. Today's the day, revolution's on its way.
Our time is now.
Hold the line, this is how we'll be defined.
Just stand your ground.
Give and take only works when both sides really give and take. About to blow.
Look around, what do you see?
I see the wolves at bay coming after me. Hold the line, this is how we'll be defined.
Just stand your ground.
Give and take only works when both sides really give and take.
The revolution's on its way. Look around, what do you know?
This whole damn place is about to blow.
Look around, what do you see?
I see the wolves at bay coming after me. About to blow.
Look around, what do you see?
I see the wolves at bay coming after me.
Look around, what do you see?
I see the wolves at bay coming after me.
They all laughed as he turned around slow. They said, you ain't welcome around here anymore. You just might as well go. He wiped the blood from his face as he slowly came to his knees. He said, I'll be back when you least expect it. Hell's coming with me. Hell's coming with me. There is a hill at the bottom of the valley where all the poor souls go when they die. And if you listen real close, you can hear them like a ghost saying you're never gonna make it out alive. There is a town at the bottom of that hill. They got a secret that they keep like a slave. They got a black magic preacher. You do well to let them teach you. You'll be headed up that. And it is well with my soul. You'll have your pockets full of money that you steal from the poor. And on your way down to hell, you hear me ring that bell. I paid the devil twice as much to keep your soul. There was a drifter passing through that little valley. So he had promised he was coming back to town. They didn't know. Then there was smoke. Then that preacher man was hanging by a rope. And then they all fell to their knees and begged that drifter, begged him please, as he raised his fist before he spoke. I am the righteous hand of God, and I am the devil that you forgot. And I told you one day you will see that I'll be back, I guarantee. And that hell's coming, hell's coming.
Inspiring, I guess.
Wake you up a little bit, you know.
Yeah. So what were we talking about? Oh, the
debt and
economic collapse. Yeah. Yeah, the debt. Well, the debt's the biggie.
I mean,
that's everybody's.
Every country is carrying a debt that's scary. There's not a single one. And the reality is, you know, that's been the way for what, about 100 years now.
Well, at some point, something's got to give.
You would think. And it's due, you know. There's no way you can keep on. Even the Federal Reserve chairman was saying that this is not sustainable. So you'd think people would listen to that, at least, if they worship the Federal Reserve so much.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do agree we should end the Fed, you know, have a stable currency and stop inflating it. Make the country have to...
Well, the interest, just the interest on the debt is $1.2 or $3 trillion, trillion dollars a year.
Yeah.
We only collect, what, maybe $4 trillion in taxes every year?
Right.
I mean, that's a third of the a third of what we collect.
Right.
I mean,
holy
smokes. I mean, the debt's more expensive than the military.
Right. So right now, the federal spending is $7 trillion.
A year.
So a year.
So that's three.
Official.
That's almost $3 trillion above what they collect in taxes.
Easily. And actually, the revenue is only $2 trillion. So it's actually $5 trillion difference a year.
Really?
Yeah.
They only collect $2 trillion in taxes?
Yeah, and state... Oh, I'm sorry. You're correct. It's only $2 trillion difference. The federal... I was reading the wrong slot there. It's U.S. federal tax is $5.2 trillion. That's how much they're giving revenue in. And the national spending, the federal spending is $7 trillion. So you're looking at roughly, we'll call it $2 trillion over. And that's in the last year.
They can't stop that. I mean, why can't they stop spending?
Yeah. And Dodge, you know, people have criticized it, but they, their ambition is to go $700 million, which is, you know, almost close to $1 trillion. But there's no way they're catching up. They're not even there. They still have $500 million to go to even, or $500 billion. I'm sorry, $700 billion is their goal to cut. And right now they're only at $200 billion. I'm sorry. These are numbers that, you know, we should, can't even wrap our heads around. It's no. Who thinks of $1 trillion? Can you even imagine that?
I don't even know how many zeros that is. That's a lot of zeros. Right. Probably a dozen or more.
If you look at the debt per taxpayer, not per citizen, but taxpayer, who actually pays into taxes and doesn't receive anything back.
It's got to be a couple hundred thousand.
It's $300,000 per person. Wow. Per taxpayer, I'm sorry. Per person, it's $100,000, roughly. And it's just, you know, again, the taxpayers are actually paying for it. Citizens aren't. And that's the part of the problem. You know, we have this, what's called a progressive tax setup, where most people are not paying into the federal government or state government. They get refunds. And so it's a way of, they claim to help the poor, which is true. But if you go to other countries, they don't do this. You go to Denmark, which Bernie Sanders points at and says, oh, look at that. That's a perfect way of running a country. Even the poor people are paying taxes, half their income to fund the whole Denmark's society. So we have a way different setup here. If you're poor, you make off pretty decently.
When's this Bernie Sanders going to be gone?
Good question.
Jeez.
Well, they keep on voting him back in, so, you know.
Where is he from? Vermont or something?
Wow. Yeah. Let me look here. I can just make sure. I think he is from Vermont. But, you know.
Well, so is that lady. What's her name?
Yeah, he's Vermont.
That lady from, I think, Massachusetts. That senator.
Yeah. Oh,
she's a total disaster area. Ooh.
So it's, you know, we're dealing with some issues down the road. We have a trade deficit of a trillion point four.
Really? It's over a trillion. Yeah. Holy smokes.
The debt held by foreign countries is only $9 trillion. Out of the 39 trillion.
What if those foreign countries decided they don't want the dollars anymore and they said, we're not buying. When our treasury note is up, we're taking our money. And,
you would think.
I mean, that real easy could happen. I mean, if they all just say, well, we don't want no dollars no more. Bam.
So right now, Medicare and Medicaid is $1.7 trillion. That's $2 trillion, basically. Social Security is $1.6 trillion. The defense right now is $1 trillion. So it's $926 billion.
It's up to a trillion.
Almost. Interest on debt. Just the interest. That's why I came to this page. The interest on debt. You ready for this?
It's $1.3 trillion?
No, it's $968 billion. Still a lot. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's real close to a trillion.
Right now, our gross domestic product is $31.5 trillion, which is not good. You factor in the debt to GDP is 121%, which is unfathomable. Back in 2000, I remember it being 55%, which is, you know, half of what our national gross product.
Well, that's the problem. Back in the 2008, 2000.
Right. They started bumping it.
87 and back then, the government and everybody could do something. Right. Now, we can't do anything.
Yeah. Back in the 80s, it was even 34%. So we're seeing now such a massive increase of debt to GDP, which is my concern, is we're inflating. And people are wondering why the dollar is losing value. Well, here you go. We're 121% higher than we should be. We should be below 34%.
Well, that's the thing about gold and silver. Everybody's telling me, look how much it's gone up.
No, it's not.
It hasn't gone anywhere.
It's the same price.
The dollar bill has gone down.
Yeah. You could take 10 bars of 10 troy ounce or whatever it is, one troy ounce bars, and you could buy a house back then as the same as now. It'd be the same price. And the gold hasn't changed values of the dollar. Yeah. But there's a lot of things we can read on this. It's just there's so many, you know, the federal government's so big. There's so many federal workers that we're spending on. You know, we're just so.
Well, Hallie just came back from Colorado, and the best she could do out there was $2,800 a month rent.
Oh, wow.
Rent. She come back here, she's got a place for $800.
Right.
And she's happy with it. And I'm saying that's still too much. That's still too much.
Right.
So my plan is that Mary Jo buys a house, a duplex, and her cousin Brittany, Mary Jo's daughter, and Hallie, they each rent a, you know, a half of the place.
Right.
Pay $500 each, and that should cover the mortgage and the taxes, you know, hopefully. But that's coming, too. I mean, a housing crash is coming. 26, right. I think right. All three of them are coming.
Right.
You know, it's everything's going to hit at once. It's called the everything bubble.
Right.
Everything's in a bubble.
Yeah, that's true.
Bitcoin's going to crash like a rocket, I think. I mean, it's totally useless. And you're just hoping the next fool will pay more for it than you did.
Right.
That's the only way you make any money.
Yeah.
It just doesn't do anything. Does nothing.
Right.
And you can't even hold it in your hand. It's nothing.
Right.
It's zero. I mean, at least silver and gold you can hold in your hand.
Right.
But the problem is the banks have sold so much silver, the silver certificates or whatever, or these ETFs and what they have. I mean, for every ounce of silver that's out there, physical silver,
right,
it's got 400 owners.
Right.
400 people own that same troy ounce.
Right.
So what happens if all 400 people want their silver?
Right.
They're not getting it.
Right.
Failure. It's called failure to deliver. And that's coming, too. I say it's coming next year.
Yeah.
They just, the COMEX and the London Bullion Exchange, they're not going to be able to deliver. And then what? Then the sparks are really going to hit the fan. You know, it's just, the whole thing looks ugly, ugly, ugly.
Right.
And there's just no way out. I mean, the Federal Reserve can't print its way out. We just can't do it.
Yeah, the same thing with the unemployment rate. People, you know, will point to that and say, well, we were discussing this off air earlier, and the actual unemployment is probably double what they say.
It's a good 8%.
But the reality is a lot of those people that are actually unemployed and not looking for jobs, the unemployment rate's calculated by who's looking for jobs. And so some people aren't looking for jobs. They just want to be homebodies. Well,
their new way of doing it is once you're out of work for 6 months, boom, you're off the rolls.
Yeah.
You don't even get counted anymore.
Yeah. Unless you're getting, you know, unemployment. But, yeah, we're spending way too much. That's the biggest one is, you know, 38% to GDP spending ratio is what the ratio is for that 38%, almost 39%, and the revenue to GDP is 31 or almost 32%. So that's literally, that's, you know, 7% difference of we're overspending, and no one seems to be bothered by this. And to me, this is a major issue that we're bound up to have is, you know, that we're not just dealing with a national debt. We're also dealing with some states. They have their state debt.
Did you see what happened in New York City?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This Mondami guy ran. He said, free buses, free childcare, free this,
free food, everything. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, going to start government grocery stores. Yeah. It's going to be.
They did that in.
People bought it. I mean, they voted for him, and he got elected.
They're going to get it. He hates capitalism and is.
Well, the governor of New York said, "Wait a minute, you can't give away free bus rides. That you got to come to us for that."
Yeah,
and all this stuff he's promising is going to fall smack on his face.
This is the problem with Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. I'm going to relay it to Pennsylvania. Is we have to pay taxes So those, some of those faxes go to the transit system in Philadelphia, which I disagree with. Do you ever ride the bus or train in Philadelphia?
I've never done it in Pennsylvania or in Erie.
But see, that's the problem is we're paying for Philadelphia and we don't use those services. I think Philadelphians should be paying for that. If they want to have a transit and bus system, they should be paying for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing if you ride in Erie. If you ride the buses in Erie, you should be paying for the buses.
Well, when Philadelphia goes bankrupt, guess who's going to bail them out?
The rest of Pennsylvania.
The rest of Pennsylvania, yeah.
We should just let it go. Default.
Yeah, right. Should.
The bank should own Philadelphia. Maybe they'll run it better.
Yeah. It's just piling up. Every which way you look, it's getting worse and worse and worse.
Erie just recently raised their property taxes again.
Erie did?
Yeah, again. Oof. And so, you know, that means another round of people will be leaving Erie. I found their budget, and 40% of their budget goes to police.
Wow.
I didn't know that part. That was kind of drastic.
Huh.
That's the numbers I've seen. And I find that fascinating. I'm not saying they should lower their police account, but geez, they're barely holding together, and they're another town, city that's going to be probably bankrupt. That's the way they're heading.
Yeah.
They tried doing the same thing. They tried doing, there's food deserts and stuff like that, and they forget, you know, yeah, if you're, you could sit there and get Walmart Plus and have food delivered to your house. That's another way of doing it. You know, that sounds bougie of me, but it's not. You actually save a lot of money. Instead of you driving to the store, you save money with gas. And so if you take that and apply it, you don't have to worry about, you know, driving there. $100 a year, or $49 if you're on food stamps, is not bad per year. There's nothing wrong with that. You know?
Well, Amazon, that's how they got so big.
They
bring everything to your house.
Yeah, why not do that? And
so Walmart's doing the same thing now.
So what's the deal with a food desert? There's no such thing as it when you have a delivery service that is cheap. So if you're poor, you can do the $50 or whatever it is, $48 a year, and it's shipped to your house.
So who pays the other half? The government?
No, they give you a discount. No one's paying it. It's just Walmart is doing it for the help poor people.
Oh.
So this idea of food deserts is stupid.
Yeah.
You know, you could have it delivered to your house. I don't know. Because, you know, who's going to ride a bus or a transit system with groceries? That's a lot.
What's that big store, Target?
Yeah.
They're about ready to pull out because of crime.
Yeah, yeah, in big cities. Yeah, they already have.
They're getting shoplifted left and
right. In Los Angeles and Seattle and Portland, they have started to pull out, and so has other stores.
In Chicago,
And then the one mayor, and I think it was in Seattle, threatened saying, you don't get to decide to leave. We decide. And it's like, no, if you're a business, you can say, nope, I don't want to be here. It's called Freedom Association.
Shut the doors. That's it.
You know, I mean,
you're all laid off.
I don't blame them for saying no. We don't want to deal with this. There's no there's pharmacies leaving Seattle and Portland.
Oh yeah,
at a record rate because people are trying to rob them all the time.
Well, Rite Aid, I think, is completely gone from the whole country.
Yeah.
I mean, they're gone here in Union City. They're in Titusville. Yeah. Titusville Pizza Hut just closed.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought there was a lot of people in there.
So here's one for you, Walmart. Will deliver your drugs for free if you have Walmart Plus. So again, if you spend $50 or $100 a year, depending on if you're poor or not, I pay $100 a year. I can have medication shipped to my house for free.
Yeah.
Why would I drive somewhere? Just say, here's my prescription. The doctor will send it to the pharmacy, then they ship it to my house.
Right.
I don't take any drugs, but I don't take any medication. I should say, no drugs, no medication. But if you had to, it's free. Why even go to the pharmacy anymore?
Well, it's $100 a year, but
or 50 for
the same. I mean, Amazon's like $150 or $160 a year.
So here's the other one: shipping. I order stuff on shipping all the time, and it's going to be like $1 or $2 or $5, and they ship it for free, no cost. And you know, if I factored all the shipping costs and everything in, the $100 a year was paid within I broke even within the first 5 months.
Yeah.
There's no way. So to me, it's, $100 is nothing. You think about it for shipping. So even still, even like Amazon, you can get stuff on Amazon for $35 over, anything $35 or more, you get free shipping. Where can you get that?
Yeah.
Again, it's crazy.
Yeah, right.
But this is where I think we're changing things. Do we really need to have to worry about food deserts? Do we really have to worry about pharmacies? When you can get it for free shipping right to your home, and not have to worry about it. And I think that's liberating for a lot of people. My uncle is, he's not able to drive as much. And especially after he had a surgery, and he had Walmart delivering right to his door. And this is not just Walmart. There's other things too. Other companies do the same thing. So
yeah.
It's just, this is a great time. It's a great time for things. It's not the end of the world is what I'm getting at, you know.
I don't know. I think there's, I mean, if you look at all these different fast food places,
yeah.
They're all having trouble.
Oh, sure.
Denny's, Wendy's.
Yeah. Bob
even,
Evans.
Even McDonald's is having trouble.
Yeah.
And people can't, if you go to McDonald's and get a burger, it's going to be $4.
Yeah.
A double cheeseburger, let's say.
Yeah.
But and Burger King's the same. They're sneaking up.
Yeah, they have to. But the food prices went up, wages went up, and you know this is where I'm not. I had to say, yeah, the prices had to go up. But the truth is if you use the app for all of them, you'll get discounts. You get 10% or 20% off, and that's where the true discounts are anymore. That's where the coupons are. And every time we go, I'm pulling out my phone using that 20% discount. And you're 20% off. So you save $4 here and there. Why not save $4? It adds up. You know, that four times four, that's 16, right? You know, that's $16 a month, you know, we save. Yeah. So,
hey. I don't know, but people are saying, well, we can't afford this anymore.
Yeah,
we can't go to Pizza Hut anymore. We can't.
Understandable.
Boom.
But the workers there want paid more. The food, the beef went up in price. The chicken went up in price. You know, everything went up in price. The bread went up in price. The truck driver wants paid more. Everybody wants paid more. And that's the reality of why inflation's bad.
There's going to be some shocking fast food places disappearing.
I hope not Wendy's. Wendy's is my favorite.
Well, it's there's no Wendy's around here, is there?
Yeah, in Erie. There's quite a few. There's like three or four in Erie. I do go to Wendy's.
I thought they were supposed to be really good. I got a Baconator and it was junk.
You have to get the Dave's Double. That's what I'm going to suggest to you. I like the Dave's Double. You'll enjoy that one.
I like those sliders at Arby's.
Yeah, Arby's has good.
I think they're $2 or something. Boy, they're good.
My
two
father,
of those just right.
My father loves Arby's, so he gets the roast beef, sliced roast beef with cheese. You know what I'm talking about?
The beef and cheddar. Yeah.
Beef and cheddar, yeah.
So it's my favorite.
He likes that place.
But it's $5.
Yeah.
It's $5 bucks for one of those.
It's justified. You think about how expensive that beef is, yes. You know?
I don't know. It used to be a lot cheaper.
Sure.
$3.90 or something.
But look how much everything. Look how much the dollar's lost value. They printed all that money during COVID, and including now, they printed all that money, and we're paying for it. When they were sending those stimulus checks out, and nothing was paying for those stimulus checks, they had to print the money. And here we are now. That's why you have to pay now $5 instead of $3.
Yeah.
It's just justified. Everyone wants more money too. You know, they want more wages. They, you know, we didn't have to raise the minimum wage because. Everyone went from $7 accepting that. Now no one would work for less than $11 or $12 or $13 an hour. So right there.
Yeah, you see that all over the place. Yeah.
I think
the minimum wage still is $7.25.
Yeah. $7.25. We need to get rid of the minimum wage.
Who needs that? Because nobody will work for that.
No, everyone's working for like $13 an hour.
Yeah.
Even the minimum wage jobs that used to be minimum wage, McDonald's is hiring for like $12 or $13 an hour.
Yeah.
Why the hell would you?
I see that every McDonald's you go to is boom.
But that's why the food prices went up. Labor is the most costly part of any product.
There's a Burger King down there in Titusville, and it's had signs on it. They're hiring. They've been hiring all three shifts.
Yeah.
You know, and. Forever. I mean,
imagine,
those signs never come down. They're
imagine working there and seeing the people turnover there. Because most people that are working there don't really want to work there. They're working at, it's like a high school job. And so then when you see an adult working there, and this is no offense to anybody that's an adult working at a fast food
place. Well, they're probably seniors retired or something.
That or they're waiting to find another job, so they need something to hold over until they get another job. And that's the truth. Most people are going to leave there because they found a better job and it's paying more. Yeah. I don't blame them.
It seems like there's jobs everywhere when I look.
It's good.
All these, we're hiring here, we're hiring there. So, wow, what's going on?
Yeah.
Something. Yeah. Well, let's play a couple more tunes about the economic collapse that's coming.
Yeah, in the debt, yeah.
See what, I don't know what you picked out, so.
Some wacky stuff.
So if it's good, it's Seth's fault. If it's bad, it's Seth's fault.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Thank you. we should have done before. The way things are going, the end is about to fall. We took a run 10 years ago. We took a run 10 years ago. We took a run 10 years ago. Look around and see. Are writing their scriptures in the sand. Ready, nature's calling, take heed of the warning. We took the wrong step years ago. We took the wrong step years ago. We took the wrong step years ago.
Go on, take the money and run. exactly what the facts is. He ain't gonna let those two escape justice. He makes his living off of the people's taxes. Bobby Sue, whoa, whoa, she slipped away. Billy Joe caught up to her the very next day.
I'll take the bunny and run, Bill.
Yeah, well, that's what everybody's trying to do.
Yeah.
Except for they're just running to someplace else to blow it.
Yeah, bank runs, bank runs. Yeah.
Don't go in debt. Get out of debt. Yeah. Stay out of debt.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's getting crazy, too.
Yeah, it's scary. Yeah, that's the true scariness there is debt per citizen is, oh, I lost track of it. If you go debt per person, I'm looking for that. Oh, I'll have to look for it because I don't see it right now.
300,000.
Something like that. It's actually quite high up there. We bankruptcies every year is 555,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Per, you know. Yeah. Yep, we're crazy, aren't we?
That's just, take a whack at something. If it don't work, go bankrupt. See
ya. Yeah. The average salary is $72,000. I don't know. It's just we have 41 million food stamp recipients.
Oh, SNAP benefits. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. We have some rough times ahead, I think.
I'm just saying that the way everything looks at next year, or the end of this year, or the beginning and the whole 26, I think,
right,
is going to be ugly and different. There's things coming that we just haven't even thought about yet that it's right. Going to pop their heads up. You never know. I mean,
right.
It could be the mortgage crisis, could be car loan, you know, crazy amounts of car loans going bad.
Right.
But there's even, you know, even weather could just slam us big time.
Oh, sure.
And insurance companies are only good for so much. They're way over their head in,
right.
In debt too. So I don't know. Some bad things could happen. And it feels to me like it's going to happen.
Yeah.
26. So stay out of debt or get out of debt if you can. That's the worst thing that you could possibly do.
Right.
So if you need new tires on your car, buy new tires. Don't buy a new car. Some people
say, that's the truth.
The tires are bad. Let's get a new car.
Right. That's exactly the same mentality. I've seen it before. You know, fix what you can.
All right. Well, let's play some more music.
Yeah.
People get tired of listening to us.
Yeah. And you. You jammed with Uriah Heep a little bit, didn't you?
Uriah Heep?
Yeah.
I didn't jam with him. We played before them.
Okay.
You know, with them at the same concert.
On there.
They were a good bunch of guys. I don't remember them in detail, you know, but they were just good guys, you know, nice guys. And they could play, no doubt about it.
They could make some good music, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Thank you. July morning, looking for love with the strength of a new day dawning and the beautiful sun. At the sound of the first bird singing, I was leaving for home with the storm and the night behind me and a road of my own. With the day for love in the strangest places, there wasn't a stone that I left unturned. Must have tried more than a thousand faces, and not one was aware of the fire that burned in my heart. Of a new day dawning and the beautiful sun, and at the sound of the first bird singing, I was leaving for home with the storm and the night behind me, yeah. On the road of my own. With the day came the resolution, I'll be looking for you. La 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 la, la la la.
There we go. That was some Rush, the big money from the Big Island. So this is Dire Straits next. They have Industrial Disease, and it fits with the theme of the show.
Oh, does it? I don't think I've ever heard this.
It's one of those, you know, I don't want to say a B-side, but it's one that was good, but just what didn't get the fame as the other songs they had. Yeah. So
it probably sounds a lot like the other ones, right?
But, you know, you have to say Dire Straits did a good job. They're another band that did a good job keeping rock alive.
Yeah, they're all right.
But all right, we'll hit with that and then we'll come back.
Corner, I'm a thunderstruck. They got
It's the Real BS Show. It's about time to say goodbye, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
It's kind of nice out. I want to go outside and look, get some vitamin D.
Yeah. And that sun feels good. It feels nice being in the sun.
Yeah, so let's end with a bang. I don't know. What do you have?
Welcome to the Machine by Pink Floyd.
Oh, that's a Pink Floyd. Okay, well, that's a thriller.
That's a good song. That's one of my favorite songs by them.
Okay, well, let's do it.
See ya.